I don't want to stop the jokes. Actually, I do. That's like my favorite thing to do. No, it's not. I have to get to this conversation. I'm so excited, and I know you will be too, because I know you. I know you like change. I know you like positivity. I know you like trying to make the world a better place. So you are going to love my guest this morning. Ah! Let me introduce Muthoni Maingi, who is the country director at change.org. Noni!
Yes.
Welcome.
You have such amazing energy, Davina.
Do you know what? I wake up and I roll out of bed and I jump straight into I dive into a pool of coffee. And I'm just like, I've got coffee body scrub. I've got coffee in IV. I don't know.
No, I feel like that's your personality.
But you know, actually, to be honest, I know change.org. And when they said, oh, do you want an interview with change.org? I was like, excuse me? That's like asking, do I want a coffee? Like, absolutely. Because change.org, so let me tell you, my relationship with change.org, it all started with just an email being sent round. Oh, are you angry at whales being murdered in XYZ? Mm. Sign this petition today. And we've all had those things in our inboxes. Mm-hmm. But change.org feels legit. And I'm so happy that they are here at home. You are here at home. And you are here at 98.4 Capital FM. Tell us how long have you been at change.org as country director?
This is a third African country after South Africa and Nigeria. We haven't had a change.org office in Kenya until January 7th, which is when we pretty much opened the office here and operations
Yay.
Here.
Yay!
Yes. Really exciting, really interesting to see the things that people are concerned about, that they want addressed across the country, in different counties, and also to work hands-on with the petition starters.
Now, okay, so... My mum literally wants to start a petition to stop the neighborhood doing something every 2 days,
yes.
Right? And I always drive around and I'm like, oh, this must change. This is insane. And I get on Twitter and I tweet something. We are all keyboard warriors at one point in our day, not even in our life, right?
Yes.
We want to change things. How does change.org, the largest petition platform for social change, actually change things? Because... Okay, for the naysayers.
So you're right. A lot of people are exactly like your mom. They're exactly like you. You have a day job. You have a lot of other stuff going on. And so you start this petition. It begins to go viral. You don't really have the campaigning, advocacy, and lobbying support to actually get it to create change, or at the very least be heard by a decision maker, right? And so what we do at Change is we give you that capacity. We come in and we help you with the campaigning. We help you with the communication angles you need to have. We help you out with this is how you navigate parliament. If your petition is, you know, something that you want to be to contest a bill or to be part of a bill. Or we'll tell you this is how you need to navigate media if you need media attention. And so basically we put in the machinery behind specific petitions that we feel have potential for policy change or at the very least to be heard. That's what we aim for. At the very least, we'd like you to be heard by the decision maker.
That's crazy. So you're not just some website or mailing service. You actually check the petitions, the request for petitions. You vet them.
Yes.
And then you push and support them if you believe in them.
Not if we believe in them.
Okay. But why?
If there's capability for policy change, if it has a lot of national interest or county interest.
Okay.
So we can see that.
How exciting is that? Like, but why? So if you don't believe in something as an organization, you'll still push it?
Oh, sorry. Not as an organization.
Okay,
it's one of those things where if you're looking at it. And
yeah.
So I took as believe in it in terms of personal, but no.
No.
As an organization, yes, definitely. We do have certain principles and values. That said, it's really about what are people interested in? Is this something of national interest? Is this something of county interest? Is this something that... And it doesn't always have to be targeted towards the government. Sometimes you'll find that it's targeted towards a corporation. Or one of the funniest ones I came across that was about getting witch doctors to be witch Kenyan politicians so they don't steal, which I found hilarious.
Did you approve that petition? Is it still going?
I mean, it doesn't have the dynamics for policy change, but it was just one of those things. It's one of those things in the job where you get to see people's thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah. The psyche.
Yeah, the psyche. And it's just fun to see.
Well, you've absolutely helped Listen, we're going to talk about that video and your part, Change.org's part in changing policy, I hope, because it has been declared a victory recently. But head to Change.org and send in any questions you have for Noni. Can I call you Noni?
Yeah.
I've just decided. Noni Maingi, the country director at Change.org. And I'm going to grill her about some of the more crazy petitions and what she loves and what she doesn't love in our society. Don't give up. There's people like Noni, my guest in studio today, Noni Maingi, of course, the country director at Change.org. And before we get back into, I'm going to grill you a little bit, I think, because it is 98.4 Capital FM. I must say a huge shout out to Moses from Absa Bank, who has sent so many lovely things for me. Thank you so much. And maybe I'll give the pink golfer's hat to Fareed if I'm feeling... the pink lady's golfer's hat to Fareed if I'm feeling charitable. But thank you so much, Moses from Absa. Moses, what I really want to know is how many trees you've planted for the birdies sunk at the Magical Kenya Open. Noni, let's discuss starting petitions, because I know many people who want to start petitions, but then they just lose interest. How does one start a petition on change.org?
So it's pretty simple. Basically, if you are used to posting anything on Facebook,
oh god,
you know, you go in, you write the text, you put a title, dude, you put in an image. It's really, really easy to use. It's essentially, if you're a social media user, you will not struggle with this platform at all. I think where it gets interesting is getting the signatures. So starting the petition is not complex.
So anyone can start a petition about anything. There's no checks or balances.
There is checks and balances.
Thank
around
goodness.
Defamation.
Because I know, I mean, the people I know.
Speech and, yeah.
So who checks the petition before it goes live on change.org?
The moderators.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So you have product moderators, but also as the country team, we do get certain flags and we can look at certain things and maybe in some instances flag it in a specific way.
Okay. And then, so you've checked that. Do you discriminate at all, or are certain things off the, like, what would change.org say? No, that cannot fly. That cannot be put into the World Wide Web, into the universe.
Is it illegal? Is it defamatory? Is it slander? Is it hate speech? Is it calling for violence? You know, I mean, just the bare checks and balances around certain speech. So definitely encourage freedom of expression, freedom of association if your petition is calling for a specific protest, etc. However, there are definitely checks and balances.
So around the world, 481,260,680 people are taking action on change.org.
Correct.
So my favorite petition, my favorite petition so far, has been this petition that came out after that video. You know the video I'm talking about. It was a really dark day for women in Kenya and in the world, actually. Ironically, the day before International Women's Day. Horrendous. So that landed on your inbox, and what was your thinking behind that? First of all, you saw the video, of course, the Forest Road incident.
I tried to not see it, but I saw it because I was on Twitter and it has auto. It's one of those things where you're just forced to sometimes see content that you don't want to see.
I know.
But it wasn't that it happened a day before International Women's Day. It's that it happened on the 4th and nothing had actually happened.
That's so right.
Until the video came out and people got awareness from it, then started the petition.
That's so right.
Right. And I think that's also the problem, the larger problem here, which is that if you do not have an internet connection and a smartphone, you may not necessarily get access to the kind of justice and visibility that a platform such as Change necessarily offers. That said, I think this was one of those issues that really mobilized a lot of people around the country, because crime, as far as the border border sector, and this is not to indict the entire sector, it's not to say that it's synonymous with crime, has significant staggering numbers, and is definitely a national problem that people have been complaining about for a really long time. And the thing about this video, if you had been familiar with the My Dress, My Choice protest as well, is that for a very long time, this idea that women would be stripped and basically go through specific kinds of violence had never actually been put on video. So you really didn't have a concept of what, of how violent that looks, and the kind of pain and violation it actually is, until these videos started coming out. And so basically what that does is that it gives not just a face, but a very distinct visceral idea of what that means. So it doesn't fall in the realm of what people are usually accusing. You know, women are exaggerating. It's not that bad. You know, catcalls are not that bad. So what, you should have dressed decently. But she was literally in an accident in her car, and this still happened.
Chills. So Noni, the thing is though, is that you believe in digital media having the power to change society.
I definitely do. I think if you're a Kenyan, you know that it's a fact that digital media can change your life. It's a space for commerce. It's a space for meeting and making friends. It's a space for finding love. We are one of those countries where the digital economy is something that actually works. And that's a rare thing in Africa. If you think about it, we even pay for county services using our phones.
Yeah.
So it's not, for us, it's not a concept. It's real life. So definitely, yes, I would say that digital just does change people's lives.
Your business card must be fire, by the way.
I've never had one.
What? Isn't that what grown-ups do? They have business cards?
Yeah, I've never had one. I think
the budgets are tight at change.org, go on.
Not at Change in general, actually.
Really? But you worked for Oxfam, Safaricom. Did they just never, did you actually sign contracts to work there?
I was a digital manager instead of, so why do I need a business card?
I sound so old and lame. How old are you? I'm 35. Are you older or younger?
No, I'm 35.
Oh gosh. Oh god, Davina, seriously. Okay, well, one way I know I'm trendy, I'm trendy because I am down. I'm up to date with Showmax's Crime and Justice season 2. I am hooked. Our very own June Gashui is in this season. Auntie June.
Yes.
Last season, Fareed Kiarmani played in, I think it was episode 4, he keeps saying it. But Crime and Justice is killer. It is so good. Do you have Showmax?
Yes, I do.
You're a Showmax aficionado?
Yes, I am.
But do you have it on your phone, bruh?
Yes, I do.
Do you have it on your phone?
Yes.
Noni, I don't know about your work schedule, but country directors should not have streaming apps on their phone, as if you have free time to be watching Showmax on your phone.
Actually, I think country directors should. Culture comes from top down, and I believe in work-life balance.
So. Way! Showmax are just going to be sending you packages. But you can get Showmax on your phone. Get 2 months Showmax mobile and 1 gig Safaricom data included for under 400 bob. Like, you can't even eat for that these days. 389 shillings gets you that. Showmax Pro Mobile is 2 months and 3 gigs of Safaricom data for just $12.99. Half the price, double the watch. That's kind of like us. Half the price, double the what? Double the chicks? Double the 35-year-olds? I'm going to shut up now. Noni, the problem is I just keep talking. But I want to talk more about change.org. Can you start a petition? Mm-hmm. Against a person. Can I start a petition? Fareed Kiarmani should... No, I'm not. No, you can't start against someone specific, can you? No hate speech. No, Fareed will be back next week, but we could petition for him to be back.
You actually can. He's a public figure. So technically...
Should we start one right now? Let's start a petition. Okay, so you click submit. Mm-hmm. You put a picture up. You've put a description up. Mm-hmm. You click submit. You check it. You let it go into the
no,
ethos.
No, I do not check all of them.
Okay, but only that are flagged. So it's not
correct.
Like, wait.
It has to really be flagged.
So when she's not watching Showmax on her mobile, she's checking. And then it goes up, like if it passes all of the checks and balances.
Yes.
It's out there in the world. And then what do you do? Like, what does one do?
You start to share it. You share it in your WhatsApp groups, on email. You put it on social media. Mm. You talk to people about it. And you get as many signatures as you can.
But apart from that, how does change actually change things, please?
So I think what's important here to remember is that the petition belongs to the petition starter. Mm-hmm. Basically, what we do is we come in and we give you capacity support on specific things that you or your team, because some people open petitions as institutions, as a collective of people. So we come in and we help you and your team with areas that you may be struggling in, that we have capacity for. And that's largely around campaigning, advocacy, and some direction in lobbying. So that's what we do. However, the petition is still yours. You're the one who needs to deliver it to the end and see it to the end, as comfortable as you are with the entire process, right? So some people may get to a certain point and they say, actually, from this point on, I'm tired, I can't do it. For XYZ specific reason, that's also quite valid. So you can also stop halfway.
No.
Yes.
I mean, I get... So you're there as a supervisor or as support as well?
No, support. There's no support. Supervision. So it's just support. It's okay.
Advisory?
So basically how the process starts is I'll contact you. I'll tell you, I've noticed your petition is getting a lot of attention. I think it has policy impact change potential. Or that the decision maker will be interested at the very least in receiving this petition and hearing you out. So what is the picture of success for you?
Wow.
And for some people, they'll say the picture for success for me is I definitely want to deliver this petition, but I also want to have the conversation go on after so that we ensure that this person is listening to people's input on a specific issue. Other people will say, as long as it's been declared a success in the media, this person has put out a statement, I consider it a success. Wow. I don't want to do anything further. That's enough for me. Somebody else will say, well, I got this number of petitions. They're kind of discussing it. I'd like to pull out at this point in time with sort of like the campaigning behind it. But I'm happy to just leave it open and see how it goes. So people are different. And because the petitions belong to them, it's really about what's your picture of success? How can we help you get there?
It's been such a pleasure. And I want you to finish, to give me a true or false to this mm-hmm. statement. Huh? Mm-hmm. With change.org, with petitions, you can change your world. True or false?
True.
Boom.